I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Good morning. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next, 23 minutes or so with producer Greg Carpenter in the background. And this is what we look forward to every quarter. When our friends from the Greater Baltimore Urban League come in, first up, the return of interim president and CEO, right? Shea Rice. Welcome back. And also Voices of the People podcast host.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, we just love you so much. And you've brought along with you Miles Armstrong today. He's a GBLA volunteer. If people don't know what that means, that's the Greater Baltimore Leadership Association, serving as a place for young professionals in Baltimore aged 21 to 40 that are dedicated to embodying and advancing the mission of the Greater Baltimore Urban League. Miles, it's so nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Gina. Thank you to our illustrious leader, a fearless leader who is just making sure that we do everything that we need to do to impact our community at a high rate. It's an honor to be here, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Odyssey, back in 2020, we partnered with the National Urban League, and then we've teamed up with you guys locally at GBOLD to help advance racial justice and equality in the communities we both serve. And part of that partnership is our favorite part of the quarter, as I mentioned, these interviews that highlight the impact you're making in the community and to shine the spotlight on voices like yours, Miles, and also returning Shea Rice. So it's really, honestly, the most important thing that we do. And we want to make sure that this time is yours. And Shea, would you like, I know you wanted Miles to be introduced and heard. And do you think would be nice to start with his story and sort of how he got involved in GBLA and GBOL?
I do. And I want Miles to be, as expressive as he's like. He is definitely a rising star at the Greater Baltimore Leadership Association, which is the Young Professionals Auxiliary here at the Greater Baltimore Urban League. So, yes, I would love for Baltimore, Maryland to be introduced to Miles Armstrong.
Well, that was a fantastic introduction. So, hi, everybody. My name is Miles Armstrong. Like Shea said, I am a member of GBLA, so the Greater Baltimore Leadership Association, which is the auxiliary arm of GBUL. Currently, I serve as the co-chair of the membership committee for GBLA, and I started doing that literally a couple months after I joined GBLA. I was able to attend an event 2 years ago. I was in the midst of just trying to figure out a little bit about life, a little bit about my professional career, and I wanted to meet some people that I felt like had their hand on the pulse of impacting things positively here in Baltimore City. A friend of mine, Rayana Davis, told me about the GBLA chapter, and I was able to come to, I believe it was a cigar event, and I got a chance to meet everybody. And within 2 weeks, I was a member. Within a month, I was the co-chair of the membership committee, and it's been...
Because we work them, okay?
Yeah, I know. You're like, nice to meet you. We got a job for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. No, for sure.
And, that's just been my story from there. It has been a whirlwind 2 years, but I love everything about it. I love the way that we have such a connection to everyday regular people that we meet, but we also have the ability to go to something like a legislative policy conference and be able to talk to, the president of the Urban League, Mark Morial, or, be able to go and talk to our elected senators about the different things that, our community is facing. And I think that the Urban League is strategically positioned to really enact, positive change within the community and also fight on behalf of the community to make sure that we're fighting for legislation and policy that impacts all of us positively and makes, our city and our communities better places.
And it's not lost on us, any of us, that today we were recording this show. Obviously, it's on primary election day here in Maryland. And I know that's something that you're both really fired up about. And it was cool in the lobby, Miles, before we started this interview. You met Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan. He was off to vote, and you guys were just having a conversation between two guys, and that was part of his day. He's like, I'm going to go get my son. I'm going to go. We're going to go to the polling place, and you ran into Rob Long, and it was cool that this is a very important day, and I know that voting rights and civic engagement is a huge passion of yours and mission.
Definitely. First of all, shout out to Cordell. Fantastic guy. And, I'm such a fan of his. But I also want to shout out Miss Stacia Mobley, who has been my mentor for GBUL and has trained me to, whenever I have a conversation with anybody, to immediately ask them, hey, are you ready to vote? And so, You know, I immediately let Cordell know how much of a fan I am of his. And then we immediately start talking about, hey, man, you going to go vote today?
Exactly.
And so I just want to say shout out to Miss Stacia Mobley for training me or making sure that everything in my mind is centered around voting. Right. Mm-hmm. But also, like, this is super, super important, right? We have to understand what it is that we're voting for, how these things impact us, not only at a national level, but at a local level, and just understanding the, I guess, the input that we have and how important it is for us to exercise our duty. And also to recognize the sacrifice that went in to making sure that all of us have, you know, this ability to go out and vote. So, yes, voting rights and voter education, registration, all of that. You know, you start talking to me about that and I will immediately perk up. And I always want to give, you know, the praise and the adulation to our leaders, because, you know, they create the space for us to do the things that we're passionate about. And Shea recognized that this is something that I wanted to do. And she said, well, Miles, you're going to be taking over. This is going to be your thing from now on. And so, I hope you know how much I appreciate that trust that you put in me. And from now until November, you know, we've already been doing things. We had a fish fry last week. We were at the Charles Street Promenade registering people to vote, letting people know about early voting. Everything we need to do is about making sure that we let people know what their options are. We're not telling you who to vote for, but we're letting you know how you can exercise your duty and your rights.
That's important because GBOL is nonpartisan, but you're committed to access, participation, and protecting the right to vote. And Shea, I know you perked up too. You wanted to add something to that. Yeah.
So I want to add two things. It's important to know that voters' rights are civil rights. And so whenever we advocate for voting rights, we're not advocating on a partisan level. We are very bipartisan, as you stated. We're advocating for civil rights because they are connected. That's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing I wanted to say is all the things that the people just heard Miles talk about, the things that he got to be engaged in. This is a volunteer position. And so the Greater Baltimore Urban League is always looking for people to come and join our volunteer ranks, because civil rights organizations do not continue to thrive without volunteers to help us sustain.
That's very true. And what would you say, Miles, to someone who might be hearing this, and what would you say to encourage them to get involved?
You know, we all have opinions and ideas about how things can be better, right? But the way in which we can get close and actually affect change is by just giving our time, right? Like Shea said, you know, I'm not getting paid to do this, right? But I understand how important it is, not just for me, but for the people around me, for future generations and all of that. And, you know, we can write as many statuses on Facebook as we want to, right? Mm-hmm. But we actually have to go out and affect change and organize and make sure that, you know, we can show people what organized power can do, what exercising your right can do, what being educated about what you can do with your rights can do. And, you know, it just takes talking to somebody. And it's not just work, right? The Urban League has a fantastic, wonderful time, right? I have made at least 10 to 15 real actual friends being in the Urban League, because I'm surrounded by people who are passionate about the things that I'm passionate about, people who just, you know, don't talk. They actually are about the action. And, you know, we support each other as young professionals, right? Where we are right now is not where we're always going to be. So it's fantastic to have a support network, not only of people who are our age, and as, you know, one of us rise, we all rise together, but we also have that older group of people who can let us know when we're not necessarily doing, you know, the right thing, or when we need to, you know, take another perspective, just to take a second just to think about, you know, another way of doing things. And so, you know, the way that they lead us is the way that we're supposed to be leading the youth, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who have opinions about the youth and the different things that they do. But what are we doing to provide an example? What are we doing to mentor? And, you know, in order to be a great mentor, you have to go get mentored, right? In order to be a great leader, you have to have the ability to listen. And so all of these are things that, you know, are key selling points. I mean, I could talk for, I mean, I know we don't have all the time in the world, but I could talk
for
2 hours.
For you, we do, Miles.
I could talk for 2 hours about the benefits of the Urban League. And it's not just here in Baltimore, but this is a national organization, one of the largest civil rights organizations conversations here in this country. And, you know, Shea brought up civil rights. Civil rights is still a fight. We think of civil rights as happening in the 50s and the 60s and the voting rights and all of that. Yes, those are huge things that are involved in civil rights. But the fight for civil rights still continues. And that's not just for us, but that's for everybody. Right. Mm-hmm. This country being better for everybody helps everybody. And we just have to make sure that we find different ways to connect with people, let them know what our message is, and bring them along.
Absolutely. Do you see why I invited Miles Armstrong to the show today? Okay,
and I'm gonna, we could give him the whole 25 minutes. I'm telling you,
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, so funny. And you know, I want to also, you did a shout out earlier to
Stacia Mobley, 32 also, years of volunteering.
Incredible. And yeah. Also Harold Booker, director of programs, who put our template together, and he's going to get mad if we don't cover everything.
But phenomenal. Is he the best? Harold is like my right brain.
Yes.
I don't know where we would be as an organization without Harold right now.
But I'm glad you mentioned him, because he's super duper organized. Also started in GBLA as mm-hmm. well, and is always happy to give his wisdom and contributions to the organization. And yes. I think you'd agree, Miles, that there's definitely opportunity for growth within GBL as well. You can see that she is a great judge of people and their skills, and places them in the right positions where they're the most effective, and also able to grow in different directions as well. So I think it's an incredible opportunity.
I mean, incredible leadership can take you so far, right? Mm-hmm. And I've seen such just a mobilization of everybody being able to be in the exact places that they need to be in order for us to be successful, right? And, you know, when Phil Jackson comes to coach your team, the expectation is that you win championships. And, mm-hmm. you know, I believe that we're on our way.
Call
right?
me baby
we're,
Phil.
We're in the finals now. We haven't closed out just yet. But I think we have a 3-1 lead right now with our president.
Absolutely.
And so I love everything that she does. You know, whenever we see her, she's so happy to see all of us.
Yes.
And it's not, nothing about it is fake or phony. It is real. She believes in all of us. She empowers all of us. And I'm excited to see where our organization goes.
It's like respect. It's support. It's nurturing. It's all those things that only can help you thrive even more.
Absolutely.
You're
because
both
I understand
incredible.
The importance of having our auxiliaries dial in. And he is absolutely right. When I see them, I'm so excited to see each and every one of them, because I know that they're showing up to impact the mission in that moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, we mentioned Harold and his paperwork. I know some of these key points are really important. The fact that you know, first of all, the history of your historic campus at Orchard mm-hmm. Street Church, you know, is it true you're returning back in office to this historic property?
We are returning back in office in August.
Cool.
We'll return back in early August. Now, the Orchard Street Church campus, we will not physically be in, but we have two townhomes that are directly attached to it, and that will be the office of the Greater Baltimore Urban League while the work is being done on the campus.
Very cool. And that is, you know, long been recognized as Baltimore's oldest black built structure, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it still stands, and it's a great beacon. And then right next door, all the incredible work that's going on.
Absolutely.
Perfect placement.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. And now, what would you like to talk about the most, too, in addition to, I know, voting rights and civic engagement, but you've had, you know, your business summit and pitch mm-hmm. competition
Saturday
recently.
Saturday leadership program Saturday. Closed out.
Yes. Tell us about that, too, because that's really like the seed that gets planted. You're talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the youth leadership. That's really like where it all starts.
For sure. And we just wrapped up another year of our youth leadership programming for middle school and high school students. Students participated in a leadership development, college and career readiness, civic engagement, financial literacy, and community service. This program helps young people to see themselves as future college students, professionals, entrepreneurs, community leaders, and hopefully one day civil rights leaders, right?
Yes.
Because the focus is not just graduation, but preparing youth for what comes next.
You're always on the cutting edge of technology and workforce development and all those things that are going to keep the country running. Maryland Wind Energy, your cohort, is new. Tell us about that, because that's amazing, too.
Yes. So we have a partnership with Project Jumpstart, and we just graduated a cohort of 22 participants. I'm getting all tongue-tied
right here. It's so exciting.
Through the Maryland Wind Energy Workforce Training Program. They got stipends to participate in this program, and they received training certificates in first aid, CPR, OSHA, tin, carpentry, plumbing, and electricity.
That's incredible. So if somebody is interested in getting involved in that, how easy is it for them to do that?
If you want to get involved in any of our programming, please visit us at gbul.org. We are always communicating with the people that are interested in our programming.
Perfect. And, you know, really, digital equity is workforce development. And I know you guys are really into digital equity work and innovative initiatives, and just even getting to gbul.org. That's going to take a device or a computer. And if there's any inequity there, you know, we need to fix that so that you can only help those that you can reach.
Absolutely. And let me tell you that the Greater Baltimore Urban League, we're about to start our fifth cohort of our digital equity work in partnership with Innovative Initiatives over at 25 Charles Street.
Yeah.
Right?
That sounds right. Yeah, sounds right.
Yes. At the Deutsch Foundation. This next cohort will be AI in the workplace. So we will focus on teaching solopreneurs how to utilize AI for the basic infrastructure needs of their businesses to help them sustain and grow.
Wow. And, you know, I remember the last quarter, Shia, you were here talking about something new that you were doing, Reclaiming the Vote, your barbershop tour, and community conversations. And you can both chime in on that, because that's a really important space where we talk to our stylists.
Absolutely. So let me just tell you really quickly.
Please do. Yeah.
About why this tour started. So this tour started because I was going through a really, really rough time in my life. And as you can see, I go to the barbershop every week, right? And so without telling the barbershop what I was going through, I was just listening to the different conversations that the men were having. And it let me know that the situation that I was going through would be okay. And so I initially wanted to do a mental health conversation, but I said mental health also includes voting rights. So why not just throw it all in there? And so we are on our fifth one, am I right, Miles? And you can go ahead and tap in.
Okay, our tour, you know, the brainchild of GBUL, and I was brought in to assist. We're meeting people where they are, right? Like Shia said, I may have locks, but I go to the barbershop too. You know, I gotta kind of make sure I get my sides right.
Absolutely.
You know? But the barbershop, you know, specifically culturally in our community, has always been a safe place, right? Safe space. Always been a place where we have tough conversations. Mm-hmm. Always a place where, you know, men hold men accountable, women hold women accountable. And one of the biggest things that we can do to hold ourselves accountable, to make sure that we're not just, you know, complaining into empty air, is making sure that we have conversations about voting. We have conversations about what it is that we're voting for, the implications of, you know, this primary day and this general election in November, making sure that we understand everything that goes into it and who can register to vote, right? Some people don't even know that you can register to vote at 16, right?
Right.
And so we've been going to barbershops, beauty salons. Last week, we went to an outpatient mental health clinic. We had a fish fry. We are always going to try to be creative and finding different ways to talk to people and meeting them where they are, right? And once you meet people where they are with no judgment, with no hostility, then you can really have a conversation and you can grow that conversation and you can let people know the power it is that they have. And so we started in early May. We'll be picking it up soon after the primary is over. But if anybody's interested, you can reach out. Well, reach out to Harold or Stacia. Please don't call me. But we can definitely find a way to come in and make sure that we're having meaningful time together where we can sit down, break bread, and really just have voter education, voter registration, and take it from there. But I think it's just another example of the wonderful leadership from GBUL and making sure that GBLA is included in these things, because at some point the YPs are going to transition over. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And what are we going to do to make sure that we're prepared? What are we going to do to make sure that we pick up the mantle? Because it's not just about making sure that we fulfill the expectations that Tershea has for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got expectations that go back 100 years.
That's true.
So in, you know, 1928, when they were out there pounding the pavement, how are we going to make sure that our actions measure up to, you know, the people that came before us? And how do we make sure that we are worthy members of the Urban League? So that's something that I think about all the time. And whether we get 2 people registered or 20 people registered, we just need to be present. We need to be having a conversation. And we need for when people see anything Urban League or a T-shirt, a hat or anything like that, they go, I talked to those people and they didn't know me from Adam, but they treated me with respect. Mm-hmm. They gave me some information and they made me feel good about the place that I have within society.
And that's where it starts. And I've been seeing your videos too, Shea, on social media with people, you know, getting fired up at early voting polling places and just, you know, people see you out there and they get fired up too.
Absolutely. And I think it's important. The Urban League's fight is economic mobility for all communities. It doesn't matter what you look like. If economic mobility doesn't exist in all communities, then as Miles said before, then we fail as a community. So getting people out to hear your voice, right, is so important. Voting, people bled, fought, and died for us to have the ability to vote. And those voting rights are under attack, you guys. And it doesn't matter what party you're with. It doesn't matter who you follow. We want everyone to get out to the polls and vote because your voice is important.
Is there a way that I could maybe write in Miles Armstrong and Shea Rice in there? Is there a way that I could be a candidate? Because I'm getting,
you know,
I'm so inspired by both of you that I want you to be on the ballot. Is that something you ever would think
and
about
so
doing?
And so let me tell you, when I first brought this idea to Miles, I envision Miles being in the political space.
Yeah, I do too.
And
I
so,
hear it.
That's very interesting, ladies.
You got my vote already.
That was definitely one of the, because I just see him as a person
leader
for the people.
Yes.
You know, he's definitely for the people.
You're a relatable leader. And I love that you acknowledge the GBLA, you know, the 21 to 40 younger people, you know, component of GBLA will be the future guild one day, which is your, you know, what is that, 50 plus now? Or
Come on now. It's only 41.
It's 41. Okay, 41 plus. Wait, I missed 41 to 50. No, not you. Oh my gosh, no, Shea, you are eternally youthful and gorgeous inside and out. But no, I was thinking, I didn't know when the ages started
41
up. So 41
until
beyond, until, you know, and the fact that you listen to voices of every generation that
absolutely
just makes you that much better.
Even the youth, because everything that everyone has to say is important.
The
and it matters.
Ideas can come from anywhere.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned, Miles, Breaking Bread, which real quick, we can talk about the return of your restaurant accelerator program, returning for year 6.
Yes, this we are returning for year 6. We
huge.
Are so excited about this program. If you guys don't know, what this program does is it takes a group of entrepreneurs through a series of webinars for about 9 weeks, and then we provide a tasting. And at that tasting, we have them provide X number of samples to an invite-only guest list, and that will also be a part of their graduation. And then we award them $10,000 apiece.
That's incredible.
So anyone that is in the food industry, catering, mobile bartending, any food industry,
hospitality industry
businesses, please reach out to gbul.org and tap into our Restaurant Accelerator program because it is life-changing.
It's an incredible opportunity. And you mentioned earlier, Miles, Mark Muriel, the president of the National Urban League. That was the first time I ever got to meet him, was at one of your Restaurant Accelerator program events.
Yeah.
I was just blown away by him. I mean, I always follow him on social media almost every morning. I try to check and see what he's up to because he's so inspiring. And, you know, I see you maybe in that role one day.
Yeah.
I love you all very, very, very much. You know, it's interesting that you brought him up because at our legislative policy conference, he broke it down in such plain language. Mm-hmm. He told everybody in the room, you all are political organizers. You all are hubs of your community. It is your responsibility to take this information and go back to your community and let them know what is going on. And we don't necessarily have to tell people which way to vote, but we need to tell them why it is important and making sure that people exercise their voice. And so, you know, former mayor of New Orleans, Mark Muriel, is a fantastic leader for the National Urban League. And if I have 20% of the impact that he's had, then I would be pretty satisfied with what I did as a full-fledged adult.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Amen.
Shout out to Mark.
Yeah, we gotta get him a copy of this interview so he can hear this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we have our final minute, and this is all about the Greater Baltimore Urban League. So if there's something I haven't asked you that you want to talk about, please take this last moment to you know, say something you haven't said yet.
Absolutely. One thing I want to say is tune in, you guys. In July, we will be airing our 2.0 season of Voices of the People. I'll definitely send you the first episode before it airs.
Oh my gosh, I can't. You do such a great job with that. You really, really do.
Thank you.
How about you, Miles, with your final seconds here?
I just want to say thank you to Morgan State University for hosting our Teen Summit last week.
Shout out, babes.
We were able to have 20 teens who are on their way to college and just give them advice about navigating college and what it is that they should be doing as young professionals. So Urban League does fantastic work. Our programming is fantastic. Just a shout out to our YP president, Kobe Smith, and all of our co-chairs and chairs of committees who do fantastic work.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning Kobe Smith. He's another force of nature. Absolutely. Yeah. You've been listening to Miles Armstrong, GBLA volunteer. Thank you, Miles. It's been such a pleasure to meet you. And
thanks for having me, Gina. And thank you, Tershea, for bringing me along with you.
No problem. So thank you.
Can't wait to have you both back. And of course, our lovely Shea Rice. She's president and CEO interim for the Greater Baltimore Urban League. You do an incredible job every day, both of you in the community. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And you guys check it out online. If you missed any portion of this conversation, we really welcome you to check out today's1019.com. It'll be posted up there and we'll share it on social media as well. Thank you for listening to this production of Odyssey Baltimore.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.